One name would. One name one.
Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up rainbow. He's got time to the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends.
Twice.
Too much sport.
Throwing and it is a fingertip. Patch
return. Put your hands together for Woo and Wild.
We're back. How you going, Woot?
Yeah, I had a good day.
Yeah.
I had a good, you know,
had a good week. It was a good little vacation. Bad reason why we had the week off. Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear about your uncle.
That's okay.
Do you want to dedicate this episode to him? Was he a football fan or he had no idea that you were doing this?
I'll safely say that he had no idea that I was doing this.
So we will dedicate it to him.
Yeah.
Yep. Fantasy playoffs are here.
Mm-hmm.
And we versed each other twice in two separate leagues this week.
Yep.
Firstly in the Woot and Wye League.
The one. Should we say the one that counts?
Yes, we okay. will for our listeners.
Yep.
You demolished me.
By more than double.
Yeah. I traded Justin Forsett 2 weeks ago for Peyton Manning because I already had really good running backs. And I needed a quarterback. So when Peyton Manning gets 2.7 and Demaryius Thomas gets 1, you're not going to win many playoff games.
Before you acquired Peyton, who was your quarterback?
Good question.
You know what? Because this is irrelevant. Because I'm full set, what? How much did he get?
Maybe. He didn't get 13 points this week, yeah, I think.
There you go.
It was a sort of, look, but when I made that trade, I was like 5-6. Mm-hmm. I just needed to do something to make, and I ended up making the playoffs on 6-6, so it wasn't. I'm just trying to go back and look at.
We had
the trade.
Three out of the four semi-finalists get over 100, and then Josh Wye laid a 49 burger.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I traded Justin Forsett and Ryan Tannehill and Jerick McKinnon, who ended up on IR,
mm-hmm.
for Peyton Manning. Look, it didn't work out.
Nope.
And you know what was worse? My defenses and kicker actually did really well, and I still only ended up with 49 points.
That's upsetting.
It is. But I got you in the Stonecutters League, deepest of deep leagues. So maybe that proves that my fantasy knowledge is better in deeper leagues.
What's my team called?
Auto-Woot. You did auto-draft. I'll give you credit. And again, Peyton Manning. With a 3.7, I still got the win up thanks to a big 46 burger from Le'Veon Bell.
Who's that? What's his?
These peptides are making me thirsty.
Yes, who's these peptides are making me thirsty?
Our league. Please let us know. I've forgotten who's who.
They have also progressed onto the next.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting fantasy playoffs. The winner of the Woot and Wye League will be on the show.
It's Mick, by the way.
Mick. Yes. All right.
Well done, Mick.
So the winner of that show, of that league, will be on the show.
Yes.
So.
It could be me.
Yeah, we're going to ask him about it. Yeah, well, that's going to be awkward.
And today on the show, Woot.
Well, we're not in it next year. We're having a nominated Nixon.
We're playing Nixon.
So I beat you in the Stonecutters League. You got me in the Woot and Wye League. So let's move on to our real MVP of the week. And why is he real MVP before the NFL news, you're probably asking? Why is that, Josh? Well, it's because I found that we're repeating stuff in our news that we're going to talk about in our real MVP section.
Yeah.
So let's start on a high and slowly get worse as the show goes on.
Okay, well, this is going to be, sorry, but kind of dud for you. Because I'm not actually going to name an athlete.
Okay, that's cool.
The person that I'm going to do is a close friend of ours.
Yes.
I decided to... We've mentioned Robin before.
We have.
We've mentioned our friend Robin.
From Gotham.
From...
Nope.
our mate Robin. We nearly named the last place trophy after Robin, after consecutive bad years, coming last year.
In both fantasy, NBA, and NFL.
So basketball and football, both coming last. This year, super unlucky, had the second highest total of points in our league and still only managed two wins. Was it two?
Five wins.
Wow, I was way off. Yeah, five wins. I mean, oh, sorry, he was two off the playoffs. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, he was, you know, so unlucky. And then he comes into the first round of the playoffs and just demolishes his opponent. Just for a little bit of, you know, to kind of grade his team. Brady, Eddie Lacy, Le'Veon Bell. He took a flyer on some rookie wide receivers, so he's gone Sammy Watkins and Kelvin Benjamin, who have been, you know, tearing it up all year. Yeah. Greg Olsen, and then LeGarrette Blount, who played, you know, lights out. So, I mean, well done. And to not make the playoffs with that side's a little bit unlucky, I think.
Yeah. So he's your MVP.
He's my MVP finally avoiding the dreaded, you know, last place. Last
ball, which we haven't named yet.
We haven't named
it. Third year of our league.
It's not going to be called the Robin anymore.
Well done. All right. Well, my real MVP of the week goes to Jeff Fisher for the amazing troll job on the Washington Redskins. He sent the six players he acquired from the Rams acquired from the RG3 trade out to do the captain's coin toss. And I thought it was hilarious and ballsy.
Needs to be more of that.
It needs to be. It's the best coaching thing we've seen all year since Tony Sperano buried footballs in the ground. Said, if you love football, you've got to bury the balls. Got to bury the balls. So, well done to Jeff Fisher. I applaud you.
Little baby applause.
Just a baby one. He didn't actually play.
No.
Now, that would have been... If he walked out there.
I would have
risen him to the next level. All right, look, we're doing it on Tuesday for once in our lives. So we're gonna second time. It's been that long. I'm gonna recap. Are you gonna join me on the recap?
We can recap.
Yeah, we're gonna recap week 14, and let's start with New England 23 victorious over San Diego 14.
I thought you were saying the Victorian Chargers.
I was going to say victory, and then I was like, nope, that's not going to work. Nope. So I'm going to go with victorious. 23-14, what did you think of the game?
I made a cheeky little bet on the New England Patriots. Thought they were good value. Had me shaking in my boots a little bit there. Kind of a nothing day for Keenan Allen. He was on Revis Island.
Yes, he was.
You know that.
Revis Island's back.
Blount, even though he didn't get, you know, he didn't have the same kind of day, he just looks like...
He's ready for the playoffs.
Oh, he just looks like the same guy that was there last year. He just looks red hot.
And that's what I wrote on the note here. I said New England just are a great team. They don't rely on one... Like, just constant players make plays. Like, Brandon Bolden with the block punt. Just gave them the short field. Got them the touchdown. Away we go. Like, just... they don't rely on one player. Yes, Gronk can turn a game on his head, but they don't need... him to do that every week.
I feel Edelman's really coming into the, you know, himself again. I thought last season he was, you know, the guy that everyone overlooked, but I don't think you can overlook
him. Yeah, and the excuse earlier this year after they got trounced by Kansas City was Brady doesn't have weapons. It was an offensive line, and he was a little bit poorer than usual, but Edelman, for me, like, I'd rather Edelman over a lot, like, Welker. Or anyone like that these days. He's one of the best slot guys in the NFL. And he's healthy for once.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers will never be an MVP.
No.
And why did Mike McCoy not go for it on fourth down with 6 minutes down by nine at the 50? It's not like you're in your own half.
I think that's only a question could answer.
Bill Belichick doesn't smile much, but I reckon he probably smiles on the way home at some of his opposition coaching decisions.
It's kind of a big sign of respect.
Yeah.
To Belichick.
Yeah, but then again, Belichick went for it on 4-2 against the Colts, and we all remember that a few years back.
Yep.
All right, speaking of the Colts, we were ugly. My God, we were ugly. But we'll take the win, 25-24. That's the 12th fourth quarter comeback for Andrew Luck in his short career. It's pretty incredible.
Now, here we go, right?
Here we go.
Okay, Luck played decent in the fourth quarter.
He was getting hammered.
Right?
Yep.
However, if the Browns had a decent quarterback, not even good, just decent, someone who could throw the ball properly, Hoyer has to go next week. Agreed?
You know what I'm thinking right now? Like a William Wallace speech from Braveheart right now. You know, they'll never take our freedom. For me, they'll start Manziel, but they'll never take that hashtag from me. Hoyer everything.
I'm sure they'll just be like,
you can have it, man. They will never take that from me. I want to watch Braveheart now.
I feel sorry for the Cleveland defense. Yes. I think, was it the 4 or 5 turnovers they had?
They played lights out.
If your defense can give you that opportunity and Hoyer goes out there and just continually didn't produce anything.
If Andrew Luck played for the Browns on Sunday, they would have won like 41 blocks. The
score would have been ridiculous.
It would have been incredible. And
everyone's value also suffers because...
Yeah, it does. Josh Gordon was... He had a catch there that would have been like a 70-yard touchdown, and he just overthrew him.
Did you see when Manziel came in against the Bills? I think it was his first pass, just found Gordon in the open. Yeah. It was just...
I worry about his arm strength, but if Hoyer's overthrowing people, there's no point having that arm strength if you can't hit the target. So,
yep.
And when I say worry, I mean I worry about Manziel's arm strength because he sort of just was lobbing them up for Mike Evans in college, so it wasn't as precise.
Maybe he just needs to lob it a little bit longer.
Yeah, maybe he does. But, look, I tipped the Browns' defense to be a top 5 unit in our bold predictions episode. If they play like that every week, that would be right. And that's how I envisioned them, mm-hmm. just in everyone's face. Look, Joe had even played really well, but T.Y. Hilton is really, really good.
Yep.
And Reggie Wayne, unfortunately, is getting old, isn't it? He's human after all. His quote after the game was, "I'm mortal."
Yeah.
If you know Reggie Wayne like I do, that's rough.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough. He's getting on in age.
Yeah, he is.
He's not the same guy he used to be.
Who played worse, T. Rich or Brian Hoyer?
Well, I don't think it's a question.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, how do you watch this? I mean, yeah, they stink.
Okay.
Hoyer's gone.
What? And the unfortunate thing is T. Rich is still in the game.
Yeah.
Well, still in a Colts uniform.
I like that the chemistry between Luck and Heron already.
That spin move
mm-hmm.
on 4th and inches. Oh, that was good. Nasty. All right, we'll move on to Pittsburgh 42 over Cincinnati 21. I'm not going to talk much about the Bengals in this game because Pittsburgh put like 25 points on the fourth quarter, and I want you to tell me, are Pittsburgh the dark horse in the AFC? Because for me, if they light up like that, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Big Ben firing on all cylinders, they could beat the Patriots.
Okay. If the Patriots, you know, shut down
Le'Veon Bell.
Yep, shut down the box, right?
Yeah.
Completely. And you just put Revis on Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Which I, you know.
I still think Antonio Brown can make plays on Revis.
I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying
the
chances of him pulling off ridiculous big plays all the time.
Yeah.
Slim to none.
Yeah, but you still got Martavis Bryant on the other side, who is fast, and he could absolutely run all over Brandon Browner. All
right, I think Brandon Browner's playing really well.
Yeah, I just think on their day, like if they're on, like, but then they can play. They could go into Atlanta next week and get pounced, and it wouldn't surprise me, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But on their day, I just think that they could easily just rock up in an ambush and surprise anyone. If I'm the Colts, I don't want to play Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Who are Pittsburgh playing next week?
Falcons.
See, I could see them getting pumped.
Exactly. I just think they're a real dark horse.
Le'Veon Bell is probably going to have a monster game next week.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Bell, do you think him, Antonio Brown, and Big Ben are the best trio in the NFL?
No. Nope.
Because a month ago it was DeMarco Murray, Tony Romo, and Dez Bryant.
I really like Nelson, Rogers, and Lacy.
That's fair.
After seeing Well, we're going to get to it, but I mean, after seeing Rodgers, you know, just quickly look at Lacy for a check down for a touchdown today, I mean, I just thought that was...
That's fair, great. Corbett. But besides those, are they up there? Are they in the top two or three?
Yeah, they have to be.
Yeah, cool. All right. We're not going to do a mailbag this week because we've got a really saucy fan v fan debate that took up a lot of time. But Robert Shrembury asked us a few questions on Twitter. He wants to know who will win the AFC North. I thought I'd tag it onto this game because it features two of the contenders. For me, it's between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Even though Cincy still have that half-game lead.
I don't... What's the point? If the Bengals get to the playoffs, they're going to lose. So, I reckon they should just give up. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Wow.
Yep.
Probably, I reckon Flacco would just tear up now. Yeah. Now, faith in Flacco.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting debate.
It's an interesting debate.
Little teasers going on between us right now.
Yeah. It's tough. Can they both make it?
They can, like, as a wild card. I'm trying to look up their schedule for right now.
All right. I think they'll both make it then. I do like both teams.
Steelers play the Falcons. Then they play... So, do you think they win that game?
See, asked me 3-4 weeks ago, I would have said yes. After the way the Falcons play today against the Packers?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Then they play the Chiefs, and then they play the Bengals. And the Ravens play next week.
Tell me the Ravens play Atlanta.
Right, nah. The Ravens play the Jags. The Ravens have a good schedule. Jags, Texans, and Browns.
Ravens win.
Yeah, you got the Ravens winning the division.
Yeah.
I still think Pittsburgh might sneak into the playoffs.
So do I.
Yeah. Cool. All right, moving on. Detroit 34, Tampa Bay 17. Bit of a dud game. It was okay. Calvin Johnson's back. Joik Bell's clearly the starting running back. Do you think Reggie Bush's career is over in Detroit?
In Detroit, yes.
Yeah. Where can you see? Maybe reuniting back in New Orleans?
Is he from... Is he from California?
He is.
Would he go to Oakland?
Why would you go to... What? I don't know.
That's just like, you know... Maybe there's not that many places.
Maybe you can go to San Fran.
Maybe you can go to San Diego.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he's over there. You got Theo Riddick coming out and Joik Bell's clearly the starting running back.
Yep.
But things could be worse. Could be a Tampa Bay fan. Apart from Evans, Vincent Jackson on offense and Lavonte David and McCoy on defense, is there much else there? Their O-line just got destroyed.
I really thought the addition of Alteron Vernon was going to...
Oh, he's played okay the last few weeks, actually, to be fair.
To be fair, the whole defense has improved.
Just a little bit, but it's still not enough for me to get excited about.
Yeah, I really thought, you know, okay, it's you can't compare Revis and Werner, but you two thought you did well, you know, acquiring Werner after losing Revis.
Or acquiring Werner and then releasing Revis.
Yep. Yeah, no, I thought they did well with that. However, you know, you can one man can't save a defense, so...
Yeah, it's... I don't know, it's just... Every time I watch that game on Red Zone, I seem to, like, it cut to then I saw McCown on his back.
Yeah.
It's not good. All right, Houston 27, Jacksonville 13. All we need to take away from that is J.J. Watt is a freak. Turn down for what? Well, that's my only takeaway. 3 sacks and 5 quarterback hits.
Bortles.
What about him?
Just...
Eh?
Yeah, now.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought he played well last week.
Kind of got me down. When he first came in and he played his first, maybe not start or filled in, I can't remember. I thought, you know, it didn't look too bad. However...
He showed those glimpses last week when he rolled out of the pocket and hit Alan Hearns in the corner of the end zone. That was beautiful. A beautiful, like, tight spiral pass. And he was good, but I'm not sure. I think he needs another year or two at least.
I really think... The coming on of Marquise Lee and him developing, you know, that kind of rapport with Marquise Lee can only benefit them.
You look next year, like, they need to have a solid draft on offensive line.
Yep.
But look, you have Alan Hearns coming on, Cecil Short, you'll have Alan Robinson back and Marquise Lee. That's 4.
Okay, you think about that, though. Do you just think that's just a plain offense, or do you think, oh, that's exciting?
I'm excited about that a little bit, because I think Cecil Shorts is best used in the slot, and I think
so do I. But I, then again, he's.
I don't know. I think Jacksonville fans need to be patient. I know it's another year of like two or three wins, but I don't know. I can just hold out a little bit of hope.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Could be worse. Could be Titans or Washington.
Yeah, we don't hate the Jags here, so... No,
even though they're in my division, I sort of feel a little bit sorry for them. They're my second favourite team in the division, so... There we go. All right, Baltimore 28 over our lowly Miami Dolphins 13.
That was...
The dream is owner. He's over.
His owner.
His owner.
Yeah, no, that was a... Yeah.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Started okay.
They were in it for a while.
To be I tweeted when it was happening. I said, "Do we even need a Flacco debate?" Because he just threw the ball up and got picked off as if he threw in the ball. They just threw the defensive back the ball, and I just thought, "What is he trying to do?" And then he started to turn it on and started to throw in a couple of touchdowns. However, then in comparison with the whole Matt Ryan thing. I thought this morning I saw Matt Ryan try to throw the ball out and just threw it straight to, who was it?
Did the same thing. I can't remember. Yeah.
Desmond?
Yeah, it could have been. No, he plays for the... You mean, it could have been Micah Hyde, I think.
Nope. I'll figure this out.
Yep. Anyway, despite losing Haloti Ngata for 4 weeks for PED use, hey now.
Hey now.
Poor Miami. All right, let's move on. Minnesota.
However, 30. Things are looking up.
For who?
Miami.
No, I don't know. They need to get rid of Philbin.
He's
woeful. Just make Bill Lazor the head coach and be done with it.
Apparently, though, there's a lot of risk with Bill Lazor.
It's because Joe Philbin's in there. Like, he's worried about his job. He's probably planted some rumors.
It's annoying, though, that every week it just seems to be the coaches coming out defending their relationship with the players. It's like...
It's sort of like brutally honest PR work. Like, you just know that it's not true. They're just doing it because they know there's rumours around.
Oh, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feeling what I'm saying?
I'm feeling you.
Not physically, I hope.
Nope.
Please don't touch me. All right, Minnesota 30 over New York Jets 24. Oh, this is actually a good game. Don't you agree? You don't agree?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Geno.
You're not a huge...
I mean, they looked better with Geno.
I didn't say that I was a fan of Geno because I said the game was...
Hey, no, you're a fan of Geno. Let's not...
Morgan Burnett had the interception.
Burnett. Wow. What did I say? Desmond.
You're thinking of Trufant. He might have had... Aaron Rodgers did not throw an interception.
Nope.
I like Desmond Trufant, though, by the way.
So do I.
Think he's having a good year.
I think he is the lone bright spot on that defense.
Yes. But I think Teddy Bridgewater had his best game as a Viking. I thought he played really, really well, and he audible on that play to win the game. He saw them shift, and he changed it to a wide receiver screen, and it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it didn't go for a touchdown, it would have been a first down and would have kept that drive alive. And I think Percy Harvin had a pretty good game for a Jet, considering Geno Smith's your quarterback.
Percy Harvin also a little bit of an injury cloud now, and that who knows what that means.
Yeah. Are the Jets in the suck for duck race? Do you think they'll get Marcus Mariota?
Hope not.
You don't want him to?
I really want to. It's difficult because I'm a big Mariota fan. He's gonna win the Heisman.
Yep. Where would you like Mariota to go?
Number one.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. Number two.
You got pipe dreams, baby.
Number two. I don't know. Obviously, Oakland's not going
to
go.
No. And they've won too many games now to be in for that.
Titans?
Oh, God. That's a wasteland of an organization.
I know.
No matter who they draft, they just turn into a bland team.
It's just hard seeing players go from Oregon, which is this, fast-paced, flashy kind of thing, to somewhere like Tennessee.
That's why
maybe the Bucks.
I'd rather him go to the Jets than the Titans.
I wouldn't hate... saying that, I'm not... There's a lot of Jets hatred out in the world. And I'm just, you know...
There's a lot of Rex hatred out in the world. It's not even his fault.
It's not, but then again, he's...
I don't know. I like Rex. I hope he winds up somewhere good with as a defensive coordinator and just... Maybe New Orleans replaces
Maybe they should get Rob Ryan as his defensive... Let's not go there.
All right, let's move on. That's the next game. Carolina 41, New Orleans 10. Rob Ryan stanks. He stanks.
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, how do you watch this? I mean, yeah... They stink!
We don't have to go into it. We don't like him. John Stewart. Yeah, that's...
Who would have thought they actually have a decent running game now?
Yeah, that's weird.
All we have to do is get rid of that murky waters.
I don't know.
Now pops the beautiful Jonathan
Stewart. Same as all the fantasy owners that got rid of Cam Newton thinking, like, he's doing nothing.
He looked 2013 good. He was running like...
Loved it when he did the super cam in their face.
Yeah, oh, that started a full-on brawl.
And it wasn't even a literal brawl. This was...
Full-on.
This was insane. This was pushing the entry gates
up. I love the guy that got ejected throwing punches. Man, they're wearing helmets. Come on.
And he ran in from like 20 yards away to just start
hitting people.
Hitting people's helmets.
He's like, oh, whatever, we'll have the day off.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, New York Jets 36. Tennessee 7. The only thing I want to say about this game, because it was pretty boring, is Odell Beckham Jr. may be the best athlete on the planet.
Wow. I'm not gonna agree with you there.
Did you see him throw? He overthrew a guy 60 yards. He's a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He kicks field goals. Did you see that video during the week?
I have.
He's just incredible.
All right, but he's not.
And here's a good fact. First 7 games as a rookie wide receiver, he's the highest points for a rookie entering in the NFL fantasy points over a 7-game stretch.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. He's legit good.
Round 1 pick for you next year.
Yeah, I would. I was really high on him before the draft. So, anyway, St. Louis 24, Washington 0.
Worst footballing organization right now.
Are they the worst professional sports team in the world right now?
No, not that bad. But,
You don't reckon?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're being run into... I'm going to say yes because of the whole Washington football team.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Off and on the field, they're terrible.
Yeah, what are they doing?
At least the 76ers are losing on purpose.
However, I'm in agreement with the whole get rid of Jay Gruden, keep RG3 debate.
Is that a legit debate?
Apparently rumors are coming out now that the Washington football team organization... are more inclined to get rid of Jay Gruden and keep RG3 than they are at looking to trade RG3.
I know a self-loathing Washington football team fan. That's his description. At Aussie Audible on Twitter, Dom, he said he would rather keep RG3 than John Gruden, and he's a big Redskins fan. So not John Gruden, Jay Gruden.
And it's not even the...
Yeah.
That's not their name.
Jay Gruden. So he's on that side of the fence as well. I don't know. I just get rid of both of them. Just clean slate. Move on. Name one. I could name one shining light in this whole team. That's Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good player.
Did you see, before we move on, Trent Williams let Robert Quinn run straight past him and smash Colt McCoy?
Oh, that's nasty.
I'm not... Okay. You know when... your quarterback's not doing anything. You've seen this in the past where it's like, you're not performing? Fine. What's the point of me performing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It didn't look 100% like Trent Williams just let him go past, but, you know.
He has a strained neck now.
He had a late reaction.
RG3 might be back this week. Yep. The Rams are literally like a franchise quarterback away from making the playoffs, right? Because that defense
and
is legit.
They need some receivers.
If Jay Cutler played for St. Louis, would they be in the playoffs?
Cool, that's a good question, because I don't hate on Jay Cutler at all.
Yeah, me neither, and I thought of that question on my lonesome.
You did?
Yeah.
Well done.
Do I get a gold star?
Baby claps. I really don't dislike Jay Cutler.
I don't either, and I think that, like, people blame him. The Bears get, 40 points scored against him, and it's Jay Cutler's fault, you know?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Meanwhile, Drew Brees seems to escape blame for,
everything. Admittedly, yep. Jay Cutler could take... Alright, saying he doesn't take enough chances is a bit...
He does. He throws a lot of...
He throws a lot of picks. However, sometimes...
You have to... You're down. You've got to do it.
It's tough.
I don't know. I just think the Rams have a really good defense. Aaron Donald It's got to be.
If he doesn't make, if he doesn't make Pro Bowl, I'll be so devastated.
Yeah, not that the Pro Bowl means anything, but just to
It does on paper.
Yeah.
When you're playing it, who gives a crap?
It's great for your contract and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he is another player that we liked before the draft.
Yeah.
Brutally good.
Yes, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that as well. All right, moving on. Arizona 17, Kansas City 14. Bit of a boring game. I have two takeaways. I don't think the Chiefs deserve a playoff spot anymore, and I think Bruce Arians is the coach of the year. He sort of solidified his spot with that win. That was a tough, gritty win.
Arizona currently top seed.
Yes.
Do they stay there?
No. They play Seattle next week. I don't think they win that game.
Good. I reckon they get pumped.
I think so. But I think Kansas City, you lose to Oakland, and then you do this. You lose to Drew Stanton at home. Or not at home, sorry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you lose. I just think you need to keep winning to make the playoffs, and you come up with duck eggs. You don't deserve a team. And Andy Reid seems to have a habit of doing that.
I'm struggling to, find excuses.
You're a long time Andy Reid.
However, it's
sufferer/supporter.
I'm kind of wondering how many more years Andy Reid has in the NFL.
Yeah. I'm going to go with three.
However, they definitely got the better side out of the Alex Smith.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we'll get to that. Denver 24, Buffalo 17. Peyton Manning for fantasy owners, 2.72 points. First time he hasn't thrown a touchdown in 4 years.
How to say? Thank you, Peyton.
You were versing Peyton Manning in our main league.
I did.
And you came up champion. That was beautiful. That was a good win. I was on you all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we have a little bit of a Woot v. Y rivalry for the show, but we all have a mutual dislike for the pest.
The pest. Nixon.
By the way, he believes in a Moneyball fantasy theory, and he's never won a playoff game.
No, so there you go. Yep. 0-2? Yes. 0-3? Yeah,
zero and two.
If you are selected to be in the Woot v. Y Fantasy League next year, it is your sole responsibility
to defeat him and destroy him. To
kick his ass.
Yes. Manning's arm strength, for me watching him, has become an issue. Like, it's always been a problem, but his brain has managed to sort of get him out of trouble.
Watch me defend Peyton right now.
Yeah.
It's getting cold.
It is. No, I don't like that.
Too bad. This is a weakness of his.
I'm gonna. After the show's finished, I'm gonna show you an article about his statistics in cold weather and warm weather. It's quite actually the completion percentage is the exact same,
But his general play. This is part of the Flacco Ryan debate that we're gonna get into statistics wise.
We are just teasing the statistics
wise,
Yeah, I don't know. I just think we've always seen some of those duck egg balls that he throws that aren't really tight spots.
You know what, though? I'm just going to say, he didn't play well.
He did not play well. But I think it's good that this is great for him because normally he's carrying teams. And for once, a team is carrying him.
Buffalo legit.
Yeah, their defense is good.
Oh, sorry, I meant defense, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, they're similar in the Rams where their defense is probably not as good as the Rams, but their quarterback problem isn't as bad as the Rams.
Yeah.
So I think they're sort of like the Rams, but the next year.
Oh, the EJ Manuel thing is going to be interesting at the start of next year. Get Mariota? No, don't do it.
They don't have a number one pick.
Don't do it.
They don't have a number one pick. They've got nothing to trade. All right, Oakland 24, San Francisco 13. If there was ever a game I wanted Oakland to win, and it was that one. It was beautiful. The Bay Area Bowl, and they came up trumps. And I think it was hilarious. There was an NFL.com article, I think by Chris Wessling. Great guy, Chris Wessling. And he said that some NFL executives would take Derek Carr over Colin Kaepernick, and then he completely outplayed him.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Kaepernick, he stares down one receiver. Oh. If he's not open, he'll run, and he's just not doing it in the same way that he used to. So, I mean,
Colin Kaepernick, more like Colin Krapernick.
Jim Harbaugh. Is he gone at the end of the
year? Yes, 100%.
100%? Gone? To Michigan University?
Or to Oakland.
Oh, no.
Where he'll destroy them from the ground and then go back to San Fran and rule the Bay Area again.
I definitely think he's a good coach to start out with. Similar to the way that the Jags acquired Gus Bradley to do the same thing, I do think that's something...
Yeah, I think Gus Bradley's got one more year. Jim Harbaugh's definitely gone. If Colin Kaepernick hadn't regressed, his record of developing quarterbacks is outstanding, but now it's sort of shattered a little bit. Well, not shattered, tattered would be the better word.
Yeah.
Or tainted.
Do you think Gore is gone at the end of the year?
I think Gore will be gone.
I bet you they give him one more. Just to annoy everyone.
I think the inconvenient truth has to face the inconvenient truth and has to move on from San Francisco.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's great. It was poetry. It really was. You rhyme the same words with each other.
Mate, rappers do it all the time. Anyway, Seattle 24 destroyed Philly 14. Not destroyed, I'm just trying to rub salt into your wounds here. The Legion of Boom's back, though. Maxwell and Chancellor played really, really well. Before I take it to you for your takeaway, I spoke to Sportrepreneur, fellow Eagles fan. He was ropeable, and he's the last person to blame referees, but he said he saw 8 or 9, like, handsy, just really, really wrong calls.
It's becoming a thing where I think, generally, I've felt that the NFL referees were, you know, the most accurate... I mean, there's
not most accurate, but in terms of the sports down here that we see.
Kind of, but like comparison. In the face mask holding, all that stuff that goes on in the line of scrimmage, and there's so much of it, all this different action going on. They nearly nail it every time on the line of scrimmage.
Things like that.
I don't understand how they fail to see it down the field as much when it's in open.
There was space. One on Fletcher where he was full on hugging him.
Yeah. I mean, it was frustrating. It was very frustrating.
Penalties aside... I'm going to be honest, I did not see one snap of this game. I've just read numerous reports, and Maxwell and Chancellor's names were popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. What, offensively, 14 points from Philly, that's bizarre.
It's bizarre, but then again, scored more than the Broncos.
No, Broncos scored 24.
Yeah? No.
Oh, you mean against Seattle? Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. What, in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
There we go.
Come on.
Yeah, no, it was Seattle. I'm just not taking too much away from it.
How did Sanchez play?
Sanchez didn't... Oh, all right.
And McCoy.
Okay, this is Seattle's defense. You know, they're built on it.
All right.
I'm not amazed.
So you're confident that you guys will beat Dallas next week and everything will be back to normal?
I'm not saying... I'm not 100% confident we're going to... It's not going to be in the same vein that the first game was in. However, you know, we're at Philly.
Yeah.
It should be done.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. So it's just...
I say should
be. See, it's not Philly being bad. It's Seattle just a back.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, with the trash talk's here now, where was it at the start of the year, like, with Seattle?
Seattle, oh, no.
It's
a bit annoying.
It's beyond irritating.
And, like, I'm a Richard Sherman fan, but yeah, it is annoying. It is a little bit...
I was a Richard Sherman fan at the start of the year. I'm not at all anymore.
I still am a fan of his, but I just... Yeah, I don't agree with the way he's sort of... Since they started winning, sort of.
Also, it's slipping my mind now. Sanchez is pretending to be a good quarterback. Came out and said that. Okay. I just thought.
All right. So you're not convinced yet, or?
No, I'm just talking about the trash talk.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to today's game. High scoring affair. Green Bay 43, Atlanta 37. Aaron Rodgers surely the NFL MVP.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Has to be.
It has to be. Good. I thought Green Bay's secondary is quite vulnerable to the deep throw. Something the Patriots couldn't execute last week. I don't know if it's because they don't have an elite deep threat like Julio Jones or Tom Brady's arm strength's probably not as good as Matt Ryan's. Would you agree with that? I found they were getting a lot of chunk plays, like 25-yard gains, 35-yard gains, a lot of big passing plays.
Yeah, interesting about that. I don't know about the whole deep passing thing. I think... You know, Belichick always comes out with a game plan, so it was kind of Green Bay are vulnerable against the run. Should they attack that? Yeah. You know, it was difficult. However, saying that, when Green Bay went up by however they went
like
up
31 to 14 or something like that?
If, in my mind, bringing it back to...
You think foot off the brakes a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would never have imagined Atlanta bringing it in below...
What's do you think it's just garbage time points, or do you think Atlanta aren't as bad as we thought and they could actually probably win that division?
Bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
Bit of both. I think they do win the division.
I think they beat New Orleans next week and set up a showdown with Carolina.
I do not like New Orleans. And I can't believe... What do they do with Drew Brees?
No, you have to stick with him. I don't know. He said that oblique injury. I don't know if he's still got it. They say he doesn't. I don't know. I'm not going to say injuries because I don't want to defend him.
No, I'm not defending...
He's played crap.
If you're injured, you go off.
Yeah, I don't know. He's played crap.
Romo plays well with an injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, get over it.
And you don't like the Cowboys, so that's big. Yep. So that's a big factor on Brees right there. That's a big cross to you.
However...
Big no deal.
First quarter, thought Matt Ryan, wow, bad. This debate's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Second half.
Love the second advertising.
Half. Killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Smashed it. All right. One last.
Actually, one more thing before we go on.
Yep.
Julio Jones is the best athlete in the NFL.
Can you throw OBJ pass? I love Julio.
That guy.
Come on, OBJ.
I could not see OBJ going up against.
OBJ.
Nope.
By the way, if I'm OBJ, I'm trying to get a sponsor with like an orange juice company. There's got to be something going on there.
Orange berry juice.
Perfect!
Jim, check that out.
What is it?
That is vodka, and I mixed it with orange juice. I call it an orange vod juice.
Wow, that is delicious.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, Robert Shrembury asked a question. One last question. He said, what teams have the best shot of upsetting Green Bay and New England, who look certain to meet in the Super Bowl?
Is it an upset if just say Seattle wins? I don't know if it's an upset.
If Seattle traveled to Lambeau and beat Green Bay?
Yeah.
They beat him in week one. I don't think so. You think Seattle can beat Green Bay?
The offense, I'm not going to say it's starting to gel, but Marshawn's starting to look like a beast again. He had a fumble, and it's like he... You know when you see Marshawn Lynch run and he doesn't look like he cares sometimes?
Yeah.
He fumbled against Philadelphia and he looked really mad at himself. Yeah,
so he's ready to roll.
Mm.
Look, the NFL's very unpredictable at times, but it honestly looks like it's coming down to four teams. Green Bay and Seattle, New England and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
The only team that I can see sort of upsetting New England and Denver and making a deep run is Pittsburgh, and that's only because purely they can just put up points like that. But I can see them losing in first round and being eliminated.
To be honest, I don't see Pittsburgh's
doing it. I tipped them to go deep early on in the year, so I'm still just sticking with them.
Yeah.
And it's not the worst call. You picked New Orleans, so.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some NFL news.
Also had the Bears making playoffs.
Yeah, you did. Oh, God, aren't they bad?
Yeah.
I swear I missed that game as well. Should we talk about that? Dallas beating the Bears.
That was the first game.
It was.
Marshall.
Gone. Left in after the season. Yeah, that's bad.
Punctured lung.
That's brutal.
The guy has the worst luck. Saying that, Alshon Jeffrey really filled his shoes.
Yep.
Now, the whole Cutler debate, we don't think he's playing that bad. However, now there's talk, will they change it up with the last couple of games?
Like, really? What do you do? Who are they honestly putting in? Or are they just trying to preserve him?
I wouldn't say preserve because I can't... You know, you can see him moving on next year. You can see that happening.
They just signed into a massive deal.
I know,
is if they trade him somewhere and move up for someone. But honestly, you need a safety. You need defensive tackle. You need some linebackers. You need pretty much every position on defense.
Who is the backup quarterback now that I think about it?
It is...
I want to say a rookie.
It is. Big arm guy. I can't remember his name right
Logan.
Now.
Logan.
Played for like Fresno. Played for something state. It's not Logan Thomas. He plays for Arizona.
Yep.
Oh my God. As soon as we hear it, we're just going to go.
It's not Jordan Palmer.
Oh, he is.
He is there.
But there's another guy.
Oh, we're struggling to find it here.
Let's take a small commercial break.
Brought to you by Orange Berry Juice.
AUSRecruit.com.au. Actually, why are you looking for that? The petition in Australia for NFL in Australia.
Oh, I just saw their backup.
Can you sign that? Scott's working his ass off. He was on the show a few weeks ago. Signatures went up from the show, so we sort of hit the nerve with some people. So, why don't you like his petition?
Yeah. Also, Jimmy Clausen.
Is that who he's at? No, they haven't.
Oh, no, maybe they Jimmy Clausen, I feel they've waived him too. I cannot locate him. Ouch. I swear he played in preseason. It doesn't matter, really. Because now I don't think they'll drop
David him. Fails. That's
fails.
Who it is.
Fails.
God, fails. How about you? I just Googled rookie Bears quarterback. But yeah, I don't think he's anything, so.
I don't know if he's there. Is he actually there?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he failed and they let cut him.
I don't know. It's probably a coin toss, eh?
Yep.
Heads or fails.
Heads or fails. Had it go on my pun. That was shocking.
That was
all
good.
Right, let's time for
that
some.
That was good. Can NFL... we have, I want a pun battle. Was that a pun? Yeah.
Have a pun off.
Guess what?
What?
My boss bought me all flavours of Tiny Teddies after I brought it up at work.
Really?
And
was there a debate?
There was a vote at work. And
is
chocolate,
this for real?
Yeah. Chocolate-faced, one-sided.
Yeah,
yep.
That one?
Hands down.
What came second?
Honey. Chocolate is just not...
Don't bank with Westpac. I'm changing my account. You're out of here, buddy. I'm off to OMB. All right.
By the way, free box of Tiny Teddies with every new account.
Now, that is something I could live with. 45 minutes down. Let's pump to the NFL news. Johnny Manziel is likely to start for Cleveland in Week 15. And on that, did you see the video of him whispering on the sideline? I would have effing hit him.
Is that what he said?
I would have effing hit him after Hoyer overthrew Gordon, Josh Gordon.
Which was bad.
As bad as my sentence just a minute ago.
Fair enough. I'm not even going to say anything.
No, okay.
I reckon he should just give him the finger like he did in preseason.
The reason that they haven't started him like a couple of weeks ago makes me think that there's some locker room tension, or maybe he's just not impressing them off the field. Like, he arrived like 3 hours after Brian Hoyer arrived at the stadium.
Yep. Also, it could have been, you know, they're supposed to be professional, but it also could be an ego thing with Mike Patine.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, if a promotion's up for grabs, you better believe I'm rocking up to work early and busting my ass off.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, the cool kids always arrive late. So, maybe, you know, we're not going
to
put a class in
there. I don't think Manziel's that cool, to be honest. Like, if he didn't play quarterback, he'd just be no one. He'd just be this...
Okay, that's like saying Vince Wilfork couldn't, you know, if he wasn't playing that position.
Yes, he would. He'd own his own, like, bar and grill restaurant and just be the best. It'd be called Wilforks. And you can go and get your favourite, like, you can get like a T-bone on an eye fillet, like a turf and turf.
Wilforks. Oh, bravo. That's good. No, I'm...
Come on.
That's
wrong with that?
No, that's fine.
What's wrong with that?
That guy's the future.
God. Why are we going from this? And our next topic is the complete opposite. Eric Berry is diagnosed with what they say is very treatable Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Sorry, couldn't you have just skipped to a different topic?
I'm not doing that. I'm sticking to the limit. To the limit, to the order. Look, very treatable is good news.
Yep, however...
Great news. So we tweeted that our prayers are with him, and if you're religious, your prayers, if not, your thoughts. And good luck to you, Eric Berry. We're a big fan. We like Eric Berry.
Mm-hmm.
He's great on Madden as well. What? He's fantastic on Madden.
Oh.
We're not Chiefs fans, so we don't get to see much of him.
Also, Berry's featured heavily in this episode.
Yes. I think Berry might be in the title, but I don't want to be seen as exploiting such bad news. Bills waived Mike Williams. Relevant?
Next.
Robert Woods is cool. He's the guy.
I like Robert Woods.
Yeah, so do I. First ever college football playoffs. We've got Oregon, Alabama, Florida State, and Ohio State. If you're TCU, do you feel robbed? I do. I feel so bad for TCU.
Yeah.
They smashed their opponent on the weekend 55-30, and I think one of their players tweeted, like, what do y'all want, us to score 100? Like, they did what they were supposed to do. They were ranked fourth or even third, and they dropped 3 spots.
Yep.
Put a 50-burger on a team. I know OSU destroyed my Badgers. Destroyed them.
Can I just say, not destroyed.
Like, it's like...
Oh.
Just destroyed them.
Can we please bleep that out?
Maybe.
That has to go.
Oh, God. That's the guy.
That's not in the thing.
All right.
Yes, for Oregon, I might see, you know. I'll admit, I haven't been going for Oregon all that many years. However,
you didn't like bandwagon jump them. You liked them because liked they're
them
jerseys.
I liked them before Chip Kelly went to Philly. So yeah. That was a thing. It's not like I saw Chip Kelly and went, oh yeah, whatever. Yeah. Or they were winning or whatever.
Yeah.
I did think
it was just a coincidence that Chip went to your team.
Yeah, it was kind of, I just really liked that they were flashy. I'll be honest. Yeah. They were just exciting and they were flashy.
The fact that they changed their jerseys and stuff, I've always liked that.
I love that.
Was cool.
I love the hype videos that come out.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I don't dislike Oregon, and in fact, the Woot and Why podcast is on board for Oregon to win the playoffs.
Yeah.
And for Bailey to sign there.
Oh, I would love it! I would run out and I'd be the first Bailey Kenter
Jersey owner.
I really would be.
Or we could get an extra large one that we could both fit into.
Wow, this is awesome.
Wear that together while we're podcasting.
We could just sew up the neck hole and podcast inside.
Yes.
Show is so weird today.
Bailey Kenner Cave jersey.
Yeah.
Studio. All right. Heisman finalists are out. Marcus Mariota, Melvin Gordon, and Amari Cooper. It's as easy as announcing Aaron Rodgers the NFL MVP. It's Marcus Mariota. Right?
Mariota's paying $1.06. Chuck $1,000, get $60.
Melvin Gordon had a chance, and then that was shattered on the weekend.
Okay, it wasn't he didn't play bad. Like, if you were to watch the NFL, you'd be like, oh, he had 70, it's an average game. Yeah, in college football, that is
nothing. OSU just completely went like 9-10 in the box and just said, your quarter, Joel Stavey, throw the ball, and he cannot do that. So that's the key to being in Wisconsin. All right, Zach Mettenberger's out for the rest of the year. It would be relevant if it were any team but the Tennessee Titans. And Andre Ellington's out for the season.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you're upset.
A little bit upset.
At least you got clarity, though.
Yeah, that's next week. That's good. I mean,
also means you have no running backs next week.
McKinnon got ruled out.
Yeah. IR.
Ellington.
IR.
Out. Julio Jones got hurt today. Terrific. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting finals for me.
It is. Look, you've done well.
I've done well. For
McKinnon. And for me to be one game out of the, the bowl. We're not going to sure remain nameless on this air. With losing Adrian Peterson, my first round pick, is pretty good. And I lost Ray Rice too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. I lost one. First and fifth, and I managed to fight on. All right, our weird web story this week is just bizarre.
You got to get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're
so weird.
I was a bit hesitant to even include this in the show, as we do not condone this kind of behaviour at all. Don't say that.
What you do in your own home is not my business.
No, it's not.
Except when it becomes an article on Twitter.
Then it becomes everyone's business.
Yep.
Do you want to clarify what we're talking about?
We're going to talk about Brennan Clay, former Oklahoma running back. He posts alleged sex between his wife, sexy messages between his wife and DeMarco Murray.
Sorry, it just sounded like he posted a video of them.
Sex.
Yeah.
Basically, he's saying that Gina DeAgostini, his wife, has been cheating on him with Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray. So he posted on Twitter a picture of their text exchange. He said, Gina and DeMarco's exchange, October 5th, after I kissed her two kids goodbye at the airport, I left for my workout with the Chargers. So, Chargers working out Brennan Clay. Basically, it says, I don't have a roommate anymore, and then DeMarco says he moved, and then she said the Chargers called, and then he said, oh, for real, that's what's up, and she said, yep, and then he said, so can I beep you in your bed now, and then she said, is that where you want to beep me? ? But yes. And then he wrote, yeah. And then he tweeted, she saved his number under spray tan in his phone. And then later he tweeted, spray tan's kind of going off tonight, after he like ran all over Chicago. This is just bizarre. You don't want to say anything, do you?
Not really. I mean, it's just, respect for DeMarco? No.
I don't know. It just feels...
You don't know?
Respect for DeMarco?
No, I'm saying it's not...
Oh, thank God. I thought you said respect for him.
No.
Yeah, I got no...
Yeah, you don't go, yeah. Respect. No way.
And then, today, last night, Joseph Fourier tweeted a photo to Russell Wilson that his wife...
Can I also say, when you sent me this, I thought DeMarco with Fourier's. I was like, what is happening?
He's a maniac. What are you?
God, spray tan. Spray tan's going off.
He, tweeted, enjoy her, Russell. I thought she was trustworthy, or rah, 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 rah. So he's dating a wrestler, Erica Hammond. And
I just say, is she a wrestler?
Yeah, apparently.
Is she a wrestler, or does she just work for WWE?
I don't know. On her Twitter profile, it says, yeah, once my job title was diva, not a WWE next diva anymore, but still a diva. So, I don't know if she's some sort of diva, by the sounds of it. But anyway, so there was apparently a love triangle with Joseph Fourier, Erica Hammond, and Russell Wilson. The NFL is heating up. This is not E! Entertainment News. This is the Wooten Light Podcast.
Instead of, the real instead of the real housewives, it should be, real athletes of...
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you reckon?
The real house husbands of the NFL.
Oh. Oh, poor Russell.
Poor Russ.
His
Twitter handle is Danger Russ.
They could kind of have,
Joseph Fourier should have been alerted that Russell is dangerous.
I reckon they should be kind of a bachelor kind of thing, a bachelorette kind of thing, and have one woman has to pick between DeMarco and Russell.
Well, why don't we put a whole heap of NFL stars in it and make a reality show? And you know what? We should line up maybe former WWE diva Trish Stratus. We need her back on the TV screens.
Stacey Keibler.
I think she's married.
Stacey
Keibler would be even better. All right, we are hitting the hour mark, and we still got to play the 12-minute Flacco debate. So I think we're going to save our Week 15 pickems, and we're just going to tweet them.
Just tweet them?
Yeah, we'll tweet them.
Sure.
And that should wrap up the show. Enjoy the Flacco debate. It is brutal. We're going to finish with that.
Not much from us, which is good.
Yeah, it's good. It's there's a lot of dead air in it, because we had two people via phone, so they talked a lot at the same time. But really, enjoy it. All right, this is the debate we've been brewing for weeks now, the Joe Flacco debate. A friend of ours, the Matt Bungard, he's fired up. Joe Flacco is his boy, and we have Eric also on the line here to debate. And the question is, if you were drafting a quarterback tomorrow for your franchise, who would you rather, Joe Flacco or Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
So in the red corner for Flacco, we have Matt Bungard. And on the right corner, we have...
The right corner?
And a red corner. Wow. We have Eric, Paul, George. We'll start with you, Matt.
Hey, guys. For me, personally, I think it's Joe Flacco. It is close. It's not as though it's a no-brainer decision either way, but for me, it's Joe Flacco. He's having a better season than Matt Ryan this year. His DVOA is higher. He's had a constantly... higher DVOA, constantly better numbers in the playoffs. And he's been doing more with less against better defenses and with worse weapons throughout his entire career.
Mm-hmm. Which numbers are better in the playoffs, Matt?
Sorry, I really can't hear him very well.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let's go. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Matt. Hey, mate, which numbers does Joe Flacco have that are better in the playoffs?
Okay, so he has a better yards per attempt, and he has a much better touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, that's true. The touchdown interception one's definitely true because of that 4-game streak, right, where he didn't throw a pick. He has a significantly lower completion percentage, though, 11% lower than Matt Ryan. He also throws less yards a game by about 40-odd. That is a common narrative, the fact that Flacco is a better playoff quarterback, but I'm not really sure that's actually borne out by the stats.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, I definitely take your point on completion percentage, but I mean, yards per game doesn't really matter. Yards per attempt is a much more bona fide way of measuring because Matt Ryan's throwing 15 times more a game. Joe Flacco has higher yards per attempt, which I think is the more important stat when you're comparing how many yards they're throwing for.
Ooh, that's a good point. I like that one.
This is getting juicy. What's Eric's rebuttal?
Hang on, I've got a little bit of a cheat sheet here. Let me just grab my laptop.
Oh, yes, cheat sheets, everything.
So one of my favourite stats, I think, is adjusted interceptions that Football Outsiders does, which basically accounts for how many times a quarterback's interceptions were tipped or how many times he had interceptions dropped by the defence. And, you know, I think that's the whole thing with Flacco really does boil down to whether you put more weight into a four-game stretch in 2012's playoffs or if you look at their entire careers. Because basically, Ryan has been a consistently better quarterback in the regular season, outside of if you take that four-game stretch away from Flacco, from A to Z. Flacco's had more adjusted interceptions than Ryan by a reasonably large margin in the last three seasons. And Flacco has had one of the luckiest stretches in that period as well, where he's had more dropped interceptions than most quarterbacks you'll see. I think for me, you know, there's any number of stats I can throw out, but I think from the eyeball test, Flacco's accuracy isn't as good. I think that Flacco has probably been put in better game situations than that Ryan has. He's, you know, playing with a strong defense means that he's never really had to make up more than a two-touchdown lead. Generally, he's generally put in pretty manageable situations, and he's always had an amazing running game. And I think that's why you saw last year when Baltimore's running game went really into the toilet. That's when Flacco really seemed to have, you know, an outlier of a year. He played really badly. Now we're seeing, you know, four sets, and that Baltimore offensive line starting to dominate again. Flacco can look back more towards that play-action bootleg game, and he's having the best season of his career.
Oh, I do like that.
That is good.
I do like that.
That is a great point, and I mean, I take everything you just said. I do disagree with one thing you said, which was that Flacco gets into better game situations. You could argue that the closer a game is, the worse it is for a quarterback in terms of wanting to put up numbers. If you're down by a big score, a lot of times defenses will go into prevent, and you can put up a lot of numbers in garbage time. So I don't really know if having a close game really is better for a quarterback's numbers. The other thing to take into account is consistently through both of their careers, and I do take your point that Flacco has thrown more interceptions and does turn the ball over at a higher rate, but he's also had to contend with very good defenses, both in his division and his conference, throughout his entire career. Whereas Matt Ryan, he's not exactly coming up against defensive powerhouses two times a year.
That's not actually true. If you look at DYAR, the Football Outsiders stat, which accounts for defenses, Joe Flacco's only ever once had his stats boosted by the strength of schedule he's faced in his career. That's happened to Matt Ryan three times so far. Flacco's actually had his rating dropped once because he faced quite an easy schedule of defenses. So it's something that you would think because Flacco plays, you know, teams like Pittsburgh quite regularly in that black and blue division. But actually, Ryan has consistently played harder defenses.
This is really good. For us, the Flacco-Ryan debate is a little bit of fun because in our NFL stonecutters, we like to sort of just peeve off Matt Bungard.
We just like to stir him up a
little. But this is like generally doing my head in, like trying to think who he would take.
I will say I am a gigantic homer. So that is a disclaimer to my argument. I mean, I do legitimately believe the things that I say. But Eric is making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And as I said from the outset, I would take Joe Flacco, but I don't think it's a slam dunk decision. I think they're both good players.
Yeah, it's not much between the two.
Yeah, well,
A lot of the reasons really behind my argument comes from Joe Flacco's performances as a player, and I do acknowledge that a lot of that came from one year where he played really well. But I just don't really like that I address that as we all do. This is the one thing I don't like in sort of the stats community is that we sort of throw out the small sample sizes of playoff performances because at the end of the day, it does matter and it is a different game. I mean, we've all played sport and at any level, you can acknowledge the fact that even when I'm playing park football, right? And it feels different when you're playing a finals game than when you're playing a regular season game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Emotions run high and, you know, people are tense and nervous and, people's true colour show.
I mean, it's not just a true thing as well. Like, if you look at Peyton Manning's numbers throughout his entire career, there is a noticeable difference in completion percentage and yards per attempt in the playoffs and in the regular season. It's, I mean, not gigantic, but it's 3 or 4%.
Yeah.
I'd be interested if you could find the quarterback.
Hold on. I'll let Eric go next.
Who is the quarterback who doesn't play worse in the playoffs? It's like the outdoors versus indoors thing that people bring up for Ryan and Breeze. Everyone plays worse in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Everyone plays worse outdoors.
No, I completely agree. That's why I'm saying we can't immediately throw out Joe Flacco's playoff performances, because they did come in the playoffs against better teams.
Yeah, it's fair call. But you mentioned Peyton Manning. He has like a higher passer rating than most quarterbacks in the playoffs. He just seems to be let down by Mike Vanderjagt missed field goals and fumbled by his running backs. Just some really ugly plays.
That Raheem Moore game is still probably my best memory as a football fan.
Yeah, well. Peyton Manning doesn't play defense, you know what I mean?
Well, I think Peyton Manning's the best quarterback of all time, and I've always laughed when people say that he doesn't get it done in the playoffs because of, as you said, things like Vanderjagt missing field goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Defensive safety's falling down.
Yeah, and that same argument is sort of why I'd lean towards Matt Ryan in the debate just a little bit, is because we've seen that Falcons defense, and they are terrible. There's games where Matt Ryan, especially that O-line this year, where he's the only thing. Him and Julio are the only thing going for that team right now.
That is one of the things that is going in Ryan's favor, is that he's consistently over his career had better receivers. I mean, Flacco's never had anyone like Julio Jones, not even close.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's true, but he has had a Ray Rice and an amazing defense to play with. And like I said, I've always seen Flacco as someone who's an incredibly good thrower of the deep ball and someone who generally relies on the running game to kickstart his team's offense. You know, I can't remember many games where I've seen Flacco shoulder load for his team when his running back isn't turning over, you know, consistent gains behind a competitive offensive line.
That's a good point. I think you're selling the Falcons a little bit short. I mean, they've been terrible running the ball the last couple of years, but I mean, when they first got Steven Jackson and in the years before that when they had Michael Turner, they're not exactly scrubs.
Yes, that's true. But Flacco is, I think, he had a worse running back than Ryan, according to Football Outsiders, last year. And then because of, you know, Rice just went bizarre last year, fell apart.
Yeah.
And then the last time that happened in 2008, you know, in between, Ray Rice has been, considering his abilities, catching the ball as well as running it, probably one of the top 3 to 5.
Oh, no question. He's been a huge safety valve.
He's put up amazing stats, and the offense has leaned on him heavily. Brian has benefited from having some very good wide receivers, Antonio Gonzalez, obviously. But I think that he just does more. He's got more strings to his bow than Flacco has in his game.
It's definitely definitely an interesting debate. And look, we're not putting one down or putting the other up. They're both consistently within the top 10 of the quarterbacks year in, year out.
I was really hoping one of you would help me, you know, clear up this murky water, but you've just made it 10 times more difficult for me.
To be fair, Matt has, like, I was pre-Ryan before this, and he sort of made me open up a little bit more to Flacco, but I've always been a big Matt Ryan fan, so I'm a little bit biased going into this debate, but Woot's truly a fence sitter on this one.
And you do enjoy goading me on Facebook.
Yes, that is also true.
I really just get back to it. Do you want to talk about anything else before I go?
Unless there's anything else you want to bring up right now based on
week 4. I think JJ Watt should be the MVP.
Alright, we'll finish.
I like that.
Yeah. Anything else from you, Eric, before we wrap it up?
No, nothing to add. I think JJ Watt should have been the MVP in 2012, but Aaron Rodgers would feel robbed if he doesn't get it this year.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was my preseason prediction, so I win a bet with a couple of friends if he does get it, so I hope that happens.
Well, look, we can all agree on something, yeah. All right. So thanks for joining us, boys, and to kick off our very first fan versus fan debate, it was very high quality. I don't know if we're going to be able to top that. We might just completely can the segment from here on out.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I just sneaked into a room. I was looking at some stuff before I came in, but I had to leave my computer on my desk, so
Well, I'd hope that'd be the case, that you'd leave your computer.
I did the best with what I could remember off the top of my
head. Yeah, no, you did very well. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
Good show to you.
Bye.
Ooh, that was saucy.
So, can I just say, saucy has been your word today. I've received messages, emails, phone calls with the...
I don't know. I'll hit up thesaurus.com and I'll have a new word next week.
Maybe you should just title the podcast Saucy.
Saucy. Okay, sauciness.
Sauciness.
Sauciness and berries.
Berries and sauce. That down.
Berries and sauce. Done. What did you think of the debate?
Yeah, like I mentioned, there was I was hoping for clarity.
It was saucy, right?
Nice. Yeah, that debate had hot sauce. We'll go with that. It was fiery. It was very good points raised. It's not like we're debating two bad quarterbacks, two average quarterbacks. It's not like we're going...
You're splitting hairs.
Fitzpatrick and...
Manning.
Hoyer.
Yeah. So those two guys are really impressive. So follow Matt Bungard, at the Matt Bungard. He's actually a writer for Fairfax, for the Sydney Morning Herald.
I heard they're pretty good.
They're okay.
Hmm.
And at Eric Paul George, he was pro Matt Ryan in the right corner. And
I heard, Matt was in the red corner. I heard he plays for the Indiana Bays. Is that correct?
Yeah, on his off days. On his off days. When he's not tweeting lots of good stuff.
Tweets a lot of good stuff.
All right, speaking of Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Josh Y.
I'm at Josh Woot.
You can follow us on Twitter at Woot and Y and on Facebook, The Woot and Y Show.
Yep.
Reminder, our March Badness competition, we need more entries.
Yeah, come up with some horrible
also,
stuff.
Also, there's going to be some changes coming up in the next few weeks. We've got our 1 year anniversary coming up soon.
Ooh, baby.
We're going to have some new logos, some new intros, some new sound drops.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
A revolution is coming.
I just like to say Hoyer's kernel has popped.
I'm going to end on that note. Goodbye.
Bye.